This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Spurs defender Destiny Udogie has just been ruled out for 3 months and he will also miss Euro 2024. The Spurs under-21s remain top of the Premier League 2 table after a draw on Saturday. A former Spurs striker has pleaded with Daniel Levy to sign Frankfurt star. The latest on Dani Olmo and the midfielder who is number one on Ange Postecoglou's shopping list.
Chris Cowley. Fan cams, club news, transfer news, match previews, legend interviews,
Spurs winning,
press conferences, covering everything
Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about three results in the Premier League from Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Luton Town 1, Brentford 5, Sheffield United 1, Burnley 4 and Wolves 0, Arsenal 2. Now there will be four games in the Premier League taking place on Sunday afternoon. Everton will take on Forest, Aston Villa will take on Bournemouth, Crystal Palace will take on West Ham United and Fulham will take on Liverpool in the late kickoff. Now, there will be lots of Premier League games taking place midweek, but Spurs will next be in action next Sunday as we take on our rivals Arsenal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Because they've been knocked out of the Champions League, the game has been confirmed that we will take them on Sunday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 2 p.m. kickoff. Now, late Saturday evening, Destiny Udogie took to social media and wrote the following: "The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. An injury brings my season to an early end. It doesn't take away how grateful I am to every person that supported me this year." On Sunday morning, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club wrote the following short statement about Destiny Udogie. It states, "We can confirm that Destiny Udogie has undergone surgery to his left quadriceps, having sustained an injury in training earlier this week. The defender will continue his rehabilitation with a medical staff and is expected to rejoin the squad during pre-season." Now, late Saturday evening, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano wrote the following: "Understand that Destiny Udogie will also miss Euro 2024 with Italy due to injury. Tottenham Hotspur expect Destiny Udogie to be out for around 3 months." Shortly after Destiny Udogie put the announcement on social media, teammates James Maddison said, "Love you, brother." And Eve Basuma wrote the following: "Stay strong. I love you." On Saturday lunchtime, the development side were in action at the Lamex Stadium at Stevenage against Manchester United. Honours ended even after a hard-working display from our under-21s at home to Manchester United on Saturday lunchtime. Having led early on through Will Lancashire, we suffered a couple of lapses at the back and allowed the Red Devils to turn the game around with two goals in 7 minutes. But a clever finish from Jamie Donnelly in the closing stages of the first half got it back to 2-2, and that is how it stayed. So the Spurs under-21s remain top of the Premier League 2 table. We have now played 18, we have won 13, drawn 4 and lost only 1. Goal difference, plus 29, having scored 52 and conceded only 23. We have 43 points. West Ham United are second. They have played a game more. They are just 1 point behind. And Fulham are in third spot with 38 points from 19 games. Also on Saturday, the Spurs under-18s were in action in the under-18 Premier League away at Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace took the lead after 10 minutes, but Luke Brown equalised for Spurs 5 minutes from time. After the draw on Saturday, the Spurs under-18s are fifth in the under-18 Premier League table. We have played 21, we have won 11, we have drawn 3 and we have lost 7. We have scored 62 goals, we have conceded 50. We have a goal difference of plus 12. We have 36 points. On Sunday lunchtime, Tottenham Hotspur women will take on Manchester United away in the Women's Super League. Of course, it is Manchester United who the Spurs women will take on in the Women's FA Cup on the 12th of May at Wembley Stadium. But on Sunday, Spurs will take on Manchester United. Man United at the moment are fifth in the WSL table. They have played a game more than Spurs. They have 31 points from 18 games. Spurs are mid-table at the moment, 25 points from 17 games. Now, former Tottenham Hotspur striker Mido has written the following on X. Years ago, I advised Spurs to sign Salah when he was still at Basel. They never listened to me. Now I'm telling you, please go and sign Marmoush. He would be a great signing and will fit in perfectly into Angie's system as a left or right winger. He is hard-working, a top professional and can score goals. Please, Levy, sign Marmoush from Frankfurt. Now for a couple of updates from Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano concerning Tottenham Hotspur and the upcoming summer transfer window. He has been talking about RB Leipzig midfielder Dani Olmo and has said that he could end up signing for Tottenham. He said, yes, there is a chance, but at the moment I'm told that he is still in initial meetings with his agents around Europe. He is also not in advanced negotiations or talks because he has a release clause in his contract worth around 60 million euros, which is the equivalent of 51 million pounds. So the price is already there. Fabrizio Romano has also stated, we know that RB Leipzig don't like to negotiate usually. You have to play the release clause or nothing. So I think that we are already well informed about the situation of Dani Olmo. But at the moment, I am not aware of anything advanced in terms of contacts. Fabrizio Romano has also stated, if Chelsea decide to sell midfielder and captain Conor Gallagher this summer, then Tottenham will be there to sign him. He said Conor Gallagher remains on Tottenham's shortlist. He is super appreciated at Spurs. He's been on Ange Postecoglou's list since day one and has always been a player he loves. Fabrizio Romano then goes on to say, so I think Tottenham will be there if Chelsea decide to sell the player in the summer transfer window. But for sure, Gallagher remains a player that is appreciated by Tottenham and they are waiting for Chelsea's final decision on that one.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode, let's start by talking about Destiny Udogie and his injury. Of course, Fabrizio Romano has stated he will be out for 3 months. Spurs have now confirmed that he will rejoin the group for pre-season for the start of next season. Destiny Udogie, of course, took to social media on Saturday, letting everybody know. A huge disappointment and a huge shock, if I'm honest, to a lot of Spurs fans. You know, he got an injury in training. He has gone straight into surgery to sort the issue out. First of all, let me say a speedy recovery to him and hopefully You know, he can come back even stronger for the start of next year, but he is going to be a huge loss. He has been an outstanding player, an outstanding talent for us this year. Of course, his first season in the Premier League, I can only see him getting better and better and better. And of course, Ange Postecoglou has said exactly that as well. There's a lot of growth in this team. There's a lot of growth in our fullbacks, Pedro Porro and Destiny Udogie. But he has been brilliant, and he is going to be really, really missed for these remaining six games. There's no, you know, no question or doubt about that. You know, we've got some huge games coming up, of course, starting with the North London Derby next Sunday. But yeah, a huge loss. It's going to be interesting now to see who does fill in. Of course, the obvious replacement would be Ben Davies. We do have other players that can play in that position as well. Of course, we've known Emerson Royale to come in that position. Perhaps Dragushin could even go there, or even Mickey van der Ven. You know, Ange Postecoglou has certainly got to shake a few things up. But I saw on social media late Saturday evening, you know, only Spurs could get a major injury like this to one of our key players, having not even played this weekend. It's unbelievable. The luck that our football club, our players, management, and sometimes even fans, the luck that we have and are dealt with sometimes is just unbelievable. It just seems that the luck is never on our side, you know, particularly when it comes to things like this. You know, losing such a key player, you know, in training, having not even played a game, you know, this weekend. It's just, it's unreal sometimes. But wishing him a speedy recovery. Hopefully he can come back even stronger for next year and have an even better season than he's had this year. But Spurs need to, you know, perform in each and every one of our remaining six Premier League games, because let's face it, every single game is absolutely huge. We're currently fifth in the Premier League table. It looks unlikely that fifth in the Premier League will get an extra Champions League spot for next season, because of course the coefficient rankings, it looks like Italy and Germany will get those extra spots as things currently stand, because of course the results in European competition for the English teams in the last couple of weeks have been pretty woeful. But you know, Spurs just need to carry on winning. Aston Villa of course are in action on Sunday afternoon. If they win their game, they will be 6 points ahead of us. They do, or they have, well, they would have played two more than us, but they do have slightly better goal difference as well. But Spurs just need to concentrate on our games. We need to keep winning and keep grinding those results out. And, you know, let's see at the end of the season, you know, what is going to happen. The Spurs under-21s, of course, drew 2-2 on Saturday lunchtime. Lancashire and Donnelly on the score sheet. Again, them two have been absolutely brilliant. I've said all year that I think that, you know, certainly Jamie Donnelly, but Will Lancashire is certainly in there with a huge shout, you know, to get some first team minutes under Ange Postecoglou. And if I'm honest, I do find it a little bit strange how Ange hasn't given a lot of the youth players a chance in the first team this season, particularly with the amount of injuries and issues, suspensions and so on that we've had this year. I'm surprised that a lot of these under 21 guys have not been given the chances. I know some of them have been on the bench, but what I mean is by, you know, giving them minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes at an end of a game, for example, particularly when we have been in a comfortable position, you know, particularly with all the injuries that we have had. I'm sure Jamie Donnelly would have thought that he would have had a lot more opportunities this season after the season that he has had. But the under-21s are sitting top of Premier League 2. They've only lost one game in league competition all year. Absolutely brilliant. You know, let that continue. Now, so many reports, including Fabrizio Romano. Of course, Fabrizio Romano was on this channel only a couple of weeks ago. And he said again that the midfielder who is number one on Ange Postecoglou's shopping list is Chelsea's Conor Gallagher. If I'm honest, I think Conor Gallagher is a decent midfielder. Does he, or will he, take Tottenham Hotspur to that next level? And that's how I always see it. Whenever we're linked with a player, I always think, how will he fit in and will he take us to that next level? Is he better than what we have currently? I don't think he is. If Ange Postecoglou wants him and Ange Postecoglou thinks that he is going to do magic and wonders with some of these players that we could potentially sign, then all well and good, go and get them. You know, the recruitment has been excellent. I can't argue with that whatsoever. The recruitment's been excellent under Postecoglou so far in these two transfer windows. Of course, Scott Munn, Johan Lang, Fabio Pratici still working at the football club as well. They have done some really, really good work so far. So, you know, whatever happens in the summer transfer window, you know, I think we've got to trust the process because, you know, when you look at the two transfer windows so far, I know there is a lot of question marks at the moment about Timo Werner, but then you look at Timo Werner's stats, one of the best performers in not only the Premier League, but output stats and performance. One of the best performers in the Premier League, if not one of the top five leagues in Europe, which is unbelievable. I know a lot of people will probably be shouting that, going, no way, that can't be right. If you look at the stats, he is one of the top performers, putting crosses in, runs, tackles, etc. He's a very, very hard-working player. I know there is still a lot of doubt amongst the Tottenham Hotspur fan base. You know, when we record the Spurs Chat podcast straight after games, you know, I ask that question a lot. You know, £15 million in the summer, keep him or send him back? And there are a lot of people at the moment saying send him back. That's going to be an interesting one. Of course, Mido has come out and said about Marmoush. Fabrizio Romano has also answered questions about Danny Olmo of RB Leipzig. So those are going to be interesting as well. But again, a transfer window is coming up. Spurs are going to be linked with hundreds and thousands of players. Of course, there is a new system in at Spurs right now, particularly since Johan Lang has joined the football club. It is all about analysis, analytics, and it's all about stats, all about data. And, you know, they are certainly targeting younger players of around Europe, these young superstars. And, of course, we've got Lucas Bergvall coming in at the start of next season as well. And he has been coming out publicly saying that ever since he has signed for Spurs, you know, the players in his league in Sweden now are targeting him because they see him as a superstar. And he is the player to, you know, give that crunching tackle to and go in hard on. And, you know, but he is going to be coming in. He is, you know, seen as a superstar in Europe at the moment. So it's going to be interesting and, you know, to see him coming in at the start of the season. But whatever happens in the transfer window, I think we need to trust the process. Of course, Ange Postecoglou is his first season. There has been huge progress. I know if Spurs do not reach the Champions League, they will be heavily criticised. They will be heavily slated in the media, in the national media. And I think there will be a lot of disappointed fans. But you've got to look at the bigger picture. There is still progression. We've had so many problems with injuries, suspensions, problems on and off the pitch this season with Ange. And, you know, Ange has said many times about it being a disruptive season. It is absolutely true. It has been. You know, another disruption now with six games to go. This new doggy being out for the remainder of the season. But there has been progression. No European football this season. And it looks like, at the very least, we will get Europa League football next season. Of course, we all want to be in the Champions League, but perhaps for next season, Europa League could and should be our level. You know, that's up for debate as well. You know, we all want to be in the Champions League, but when you saw last weekend on how easily we got beat at Newcastle, certainly with set pieces as well, everyone's, you know, being, you know, looking quite frightened when Newcastle have got a corner or a free kick because of set pieces. I think Ange has still got things to learn about Premier League football. I think that our players have still got a lot to learn about Premier League football. Of course, when you look at some of the players, Vicario, Udogie, you know, it's their first season ever in the Premier League. They've done extremely well, you know, some of these players. But I think there is so much more to come from them. Ange has said that as well. And I think even me as a fan, I can see that there is so much more to come from, you know, certain players. And of course, there is that big debate as well. We don't have a main striker. When Richarlison is out of the team now, there's not many people shouting, well, we miss Richarlison. People aren't saying that. People are saying we need a striker. I think some people are with Richarlison. Some people aren't. I do get that we do need a main striker. Of course, you lost Harry Kane. So, you know, a replacement really needs to be. I know people are going to go, oh, you can't replace Harry Kane. Of course you can't. But, you know, an out-and-out striker. So Son can move out on the left and be very threatening from out there. But I think that there are a number of key areas throughout our starting 11 and in our squad that we can improve. And I think that there'll be another big shake-up where a number of players will go out the door in the summer and a number of decent players will come in the summer. It's all about process. It's all about rebuilding. And of course, Ange has always said, ever since he came in that door, that, you know, it will take four transfer windows before he is happy and he is going to get this squad where he wants it. We've only had two so far, so another two to go. So a lot of work to do. So I expect another big transfer window in the summer with lots of players coming in and lots going out the door. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll see you in the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.